Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. Hey, I want to talk to you about a topic that comes up a lot. Did Jesus talk about money more than anything else? Did Jesus talk about money more than anything else? You know, modern pastors, I've heard this so many times, they tell people, you know, Jesus spoke on money more than any other single topic. And folks, I'm here to tell you that is a plain, bold-faced lie. Now, at the end of this audio, I'm going to cover and tell you what Jesus spoke most about. But those men may be all about money, these hireling false modern pastors on every corner in America's buildings today, but Jesus was not. Now, I want to be clear. Jesus did talk about money quite a bit. But I'm here to tell you in this quick audio teaching, not as you may think and not as they say. All right? He didn't talk about money as they say and not how you would think. Let me tell you what Jesus was doing. Jesus was using what men could understand as illustration points, and money was one of those illustration points to point to a greater eternal truth. Does that make sense? These hireling pastors want you to believe Jesus was talking all about money, and they generally bend it towards you got to give till it hurts, and you got to give to the church, and you got to give to them, give to the building fund. Any pastor, let me say this clearly, any modern pastor, any man of God that talks about money more and more, and you giving your money to him more and more, he's a hireling. Run away from him. That is not what Jesus taught. So let's look at this topic in detail, okay? Let's get our minds around this topic. Out of the 39 parables, 11 of them involved money. So almost 40 parables. 11 of them involved money. So that's a quarter of them, 25% of them involved money. So you think, well, hey, that's a lot, right? Well, does that mean that Jesus was actually talking about money? Or was he talking about something else even in those 11 parables? Let's consider that. You know, the other point to make is 18 parables are about food. Does that mean Jesus was all about food? No, that's ridiculous. That's foolishness. It was an illustration point to a greater meaning. So one topic we need to bring up here about this is we need to understand the basic Bible study topic or principle. I just covered this not long ago. The principle of studying in context. That means how was it said, who was it said, how was it said, about what, when and where. Look at the context, right, how it was said. And is this really talk about money, or is the context something larger? That's what you need to ask yourself. Out of those 11 times, was the context something larger? Was it an illustration point? You know, as you read the Gospels, you know Jesus clearly used lots of common things that a common man, men, peasants of the day, would understand to make deep, eternal, spiritual points. And in the end, when you study in context, what you'll find is it wasn't about money at all. So these hireling money grubbers try to make it about money, but Jesus wasn't really about money at all. He was about the greater point. And remember, I'm going to get to what he was all about. But let's look at some examples, right? Let's look at the example of the lost coin parable. Luke 15, 8 through 10. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she had found it, she called her friends and neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Wow, that's all about money, huh? Jesus is telling you all about you should really look for your lost money. No, read the next verse. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. You see how Jesus used something of value, something to illustrate for people, something of great worth, but his real meaning was about seeking after lost people. Yeah, the modern pastors don't tell you that, do they? Nope, they just tell you Jesus is all about money. How about, let's look at another one. How about the prodigal son? Luke 15. Yeah. Go read that whole account. The son says, hey, Dad, give me my share. Give me my money. And he takes the money. But was that parable all about money? No. What's the parable all about? The parable is all about sin, repentance, and salvation. Yeah, it talked about money, but the money was not the point. It was an illustration. Modern pastors don't mention that, do they? No. How about Matthew 25, the parable of the three servants? Remember that one? Yep, they're all given money. So in the parable, they're talking about money. Hey, it must be all about money, right? No, actually, read that whole account. It's all about being faithful to God in our time, our resources, our talents, yes, even in our money, but in everything. It really wasn't about money at all. Modern pastors don't tell you that, do they? God's going to hold us accountable for everything, not just money. He's going to hold us accountable to all things he's given us. Children, time, health, resources, skills. You see how Jesus used that as an illustration? How about Mark 12? Do you remember the account when the Jews were trying to trick Jesus? And he said, give to Caesar what is Caesar, give to God what is God. Hey, that involved money, a denarius. Was that all about money? Or was it about honoring God over the things of the world? Yeah, modern pastors, they don't tell you that, do they? No. So these men, they lie. They'll tell you Jesus was teaching about money, and they always allude to it's giving. Make sure you're giving, giving money to the church, giving money to them so they can have more buildings, more blacktop, more salaries. Yeah, 70% of church budgets go for buildings and salaries, but that's another whole topic in America. No, Jesus was using money, something everyone knew and understood, like he used food, as illustration points for a far greater cause in mind. Isn't that awesome? He wasn't about the money. He was about the illustration to a much far, far more important, greater cause. Now, let's be honest. Jesus and Scripture do give us money basic principles, right? Let's talk about some. Give to those who ask and are in need. It's better to give than receive. Where your treasure is, your heart's going to be. You can't serve money and God. Debt is bad. Be a cheerful giver. Don't love your money. That's the root of all evil. So those are some basic money principles. So money is part of life, of course. Like food, like everything else, it's going to be part of our life. But it was not the focus of Jesus' teaching by a long shot. So now that we know that Jesus wasn't teaching on money more than just using it for illustrations, what was his main topic? Now, modern pastors are really corrupt and they twist God's word. I can't believe they missed this. They say Jesus taught on money more than any other single issue. That is an absolute lie. You have to be blind when you read the Gospels and not see that Jesus' main topic over and over and over and his focus and his teaching using these illustrations that we talked about was all about God's kingdom, salvation, and how to get to God's kingdom. Yeah, that's what Jesus was all about. Anyone who tells you and twists that, they are a wicked liar or not a very good Bible student. John 14, 6 through 7. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. For if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. So money, again, it is important, but in Scripture, not even close compared to God, God's kingdom, and salvation. I hope this helps you to see clear how the motivations of men and money taking. Don't let these false pastors lie to you about Jesus speaking most on money. That's close to blasphemy. Anyone who does that without explaining the correct context and the deep meanings and how he used things to illustrate for us, well, they have a money motive or they're not a very good Bible teacher. Either way, don't trust them for truth, run from them, and don't give them your money. Folks, live by some simple money principles that the Bible teaches us. Be a giver. Don't be in debt. Use your money with great wisdom because God's going to hold you accountable. Save up and then give for good causes. Don't just give your money away to give it away. Save it up if you don't see a good cause around. And wait. Be faithful. Don't waste it. Tithing is not for today. Another thing the modern pastors lie about. That was for Israel. You're to give out of the abundance of your own heart. Don't love your money. Don't live to get more money. Don't just give it away for the sake of giving, but give to others if they have a valid, good, and godly need. And you master your money. Don't you let your money master you. That's pretty much what I've gleaned from the scriptures about money. But there's a lot more talk about God, His kingdom, and salvation than money. Don't be deceived by these false teachers of today. Study the Word of God in context. Test everything, including everything I tell you, and you'll come away with a well-rounded knowledge of God's Word if you're born of Him by His Spirit through the gospel. You'll come away with a well-rounded knowledge, a depth of wisdom to live by. And I'm going to leave you with Proverbs 3:27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. I like that. So, you know what? Don't spend your money on yourself beyond your needs. Save up for good causes. Don't give it to hireling pastors. Don't give it to the churchianity system. Don't give it to beggars on the corner in America. Folks, I've been dealing with them for years, hundreds of them. So far, I meet all of them that I've met are scammers that want to take your money and buy drugs, alcohol, pornography, cigarettes. Is that what you want to support your neighbor's habit with? You want to give your money to support that neighbor's habit? No, that's using your money with wisdom. If you see a beggar, offer him food, offer him a blanket. Hey, offer him a chance to get off the street and get a job, to get cleaned up. Then always give him the gospel. Don't hand out cash to these people. That's not loving them. That's not helping them. That's just keeping them more addicted. And that's a good example of how we should use our money with great wisdom and not squander it. Save it for a good need. So, hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope you've been encouraged by this message on the topic Jesus spoke the most on. It was not money. It was God, the kingdom of God, and salvation entering into that kingdom. Yeah, money's talked about. Study in context. You'll see exactly what was the point and the purpose. Whenever Jesus talked about money, the point and the purpose was always to point you towards God, the kingdom of God, and salvation, not about money itself. So study it up. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. We got to get down the gospel road. Preaching at a couple of big events this weekend. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the Spirit and Truth teaching blog. Sisters blogs, articles, audios, videos, every day. Encouraging material to edify you, the saints of God. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Use wisdom and glorify the King of Kings. May God be praised.